Tennis Direct are Australia's favourite online tennis store with fast delivery and great prices. Free delivery on orders over $150. Just visit their website, tennisdirect.com.au, and you can get a 10% discount store-wide. Just use the promo code FIRSTSERVE10. That's FIRSTSERVE10.
Welcome to Aussies Only. The First Serve's deeper look inside the game at home, talking to those inside and outside the tram lines.
Welcome aboard to this week's episode of Aussies Only, brought to you by Latour Tennis. Make sure to visit latourtennis.com to get your hands on the hottest tennis apparel in the game. Your host Jed Zetzer with you, and this week I'll be flying solo, but don't worry, my co-host Jake Eames will be back in the chair next week for the next edition of the show. This week, Mark Polmans joins me from Cologne in Germany to talk about what it's like on the tour at the moment. Mark, thank you so much for joining me. I know you're a busy man at the moment, so thanks for taking out the time.
Jed, thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, Mark. It's obviously unprecedented times, you know, all around the world. My question is, what's it like playing on the tour right now? What are some of the major differences that you've noticed playing now compared to normal times?
Yeah, it's definitely different to how it's been the last few years. You know, every tournament you go to now, you have to arrive, you know, you have to give yourself 24 hours to quarantine before you're allowed to, you know, head out and start practicing at the venue. Every 4 to 5 days, you have to be retested. You have to do a COVID test. And, you know, if you come back positive, you're going to be stuck in the hotel for 10 to 12 days. So that's definitely something you don't want. But, you know, it's tough to travel at the moment. You have to take precautions, and all countries have a certain quarantine rules. So it's not easy, but, you know, I guess it's what it takes to be playing tournaments again. So
it's quite clustered, I feel like, because what happens if, you know, you're going deep into a tournament the 1 week? Yeah. I know there's obviously special entries into the next week, but if you're going deep the 1 week and you're planning on playing qualifying the next week or even main draw, how does that work when you've got a quarantine then for 24 hours? Do they allow time for that?
Yeah. So if that situation happens, say you play on Friday and you lose and you have to get to the next tournament, which starts on Saturday or Sunday, you can use your COVID test from the tournament, and you can use it as a way to avoid the quarantining in the next tournament, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened to me yet, but that has been a question that I've heard some guys, you know, bring up, and the tournament will let you use your COVID test, and you can travel to the next tournament and use that in a way to not do the quarantining, because, you know, it's tough. Every tournament, they want you to do 24-hour quarantine in the room until your test back. But that is the only time you can avoid that 24-hour quarantine.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, they've got it all covered. Mark, talk to us about Roland Garros. That was an incredibly special moment for you, your first main draw victory at that slam. How did it feel winning that first round match? It was an outstanding result and your first top 50 victory.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's definitely a great great moment for me. You know, I lost in the last round of the qualifying there, so you know, to get the chance to play again with a lucky loser spot, you know, I was just really happy to get out there and play another match, and to be in the main draw was an added bonus, and to get the win was definitely special. You know, my second time winning in the main draw, so you know, I was very pumped, and you know, it was a great confidence booster to beat a Frenchie in his home slam. So that was definitely a great win for me. Yeah.
Yeah, just outstanding. I mean, you mentioned to beat a Frenchman at their local slam. You know, Humber is a very, very good clay courter, so it's an incredible result. And then you get drawn to play Christian Garin in the second round, who's, you know, known. He's won all these titles on clay, and you've taken a set off him, and the match is a serious scrap. Does that give you, you know, the confidence that you can now match it with the best players? Because, I mean, you've been able to match it with one of the best clay courters in the world at Roland Garros. I mean, that must give you serious belief.
No, it was definitely cool to play against, you know, he was probably the highest ranked player I've come across so far, Garin. So I was really happy I was able to, you know, snag that first set, 7-6, and I had my chances to, you know, take it 2-1 lead, but, you know, that's why he's where he is. He's a quality player, and he stepped his game up when he needed to. But, you know, I was just very happy with the you know, how the 2 weeks went. I was there for quite a while, obviously there for the qualifying, and then, you know, finishing everything with the second round, you know, close loss to a top player. So, you know, all worked out very well, and it was definitely a massive confidence booster for me. And you know, I haven't got many more tournaments left to go until the season's finished. So, yeah, just going to keep trying to, you know, keep playing as well as I can now in the hard courts. Yeah,
certainly. Well, you're doing an outstanding job. Mark, can you compare the US Open to Roland Garros for us? It's obviously difficult, but, I mean, the US Open, you're put into a bubble and there's some serious COVID restrictions, and then you go to Paris and there isn't a bubble. It's a bit of a different feeling. Can you tell us about some of the differences in those tournaments and what the overall reaction was like from the players?
Yeah. I mean, US Open, they did an unbelievable job. I know they had to do that. They had to, bring, all these, had COVID tests, you know, very regularly. The bubble was very, you know, very secure, just the courts and the hotel and that transport all sorted for us. And they did a very, very good job. And then at the French Open, it was, you know, slightly different. They also had the bubble approach, but I wouldn't say it was as strict. You know, there's still other people staying in the hotel that, weren't part of the tournament. So there was a few tough things that Roland Garros faced. I was still happy that I was able to play the tournament and I didn't have any issues. And a lot of the players, you know, were complaining about the balls being a bit heavier or slower this year and all that. But, you know, I felt like all that suited my game, so I didn't really have much of a problem with that. But, you know, I'm very, very happy that the US Open and the French Open were able to go ahead. But, you know, it definitely wasn't easy. And the bubble life also doesn't make things too easy. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure. Well, you've had some outstanding results and providing. I mean, you got really difficult draws. You had to come up against an American on home soil and then a Frenchman on home soil. It's definitely a difficult task. What's the overall feeling on the tour at the moment with COVID? Do you personally feel comfortable? Is it a comfortable environment, or are the players sort of a little bit anxious constantly that they might, you know, come in contact with it? What's the feeling like?
Well, you know, I feel amongst the players, we're all pretty relaxed around each other. No one's really really scared about, you know, most of the guys are still handshaking and we're all still playing card games and also relatively close to each other. But I think that's because we're all, you know, in a bubble. So we don't really, there's no chance of COVID coming into the hotel. So I think we're all pretty relaxed around each other. But, you know, the guys, a lot of the other players are pretty frustrated with the bubble sort of way where you can't go outside. It's just the courts and the hotel. So to me, that's not a big deal. I'm kind of happy just to do that. But, you know, a lot of the players, I'm traveling with the Aussie boys now from tournament to tournament, and everyone's pretty relaxed. So hopefully it stays like that. But there's always these little, you know, these little things popping up with, you know, Verdasco again pulled out of French Open. And there's always these little things coming up. So it's not easy for the tournaments, to handle these things. But, COVID is making it very tough. But so far we're having tournaments, and that's the best we can do. Yeah.
Absolutely. Who are you traveling with at the moment, Mark? Is it a group of Aussies? Have you been able to bring a coach on board? Who's in your team at the moment? And you know, it must be lonely in that 24-hour isolation every week. Do you have to do that alone, or is it with your team? How does that all work?
Yeah, at the moment I'm sharing. I'm traveling with my coach Marcel, and he shares a room with me each week. So thankfully, I have him to try to keep me company. But also the other boys here, Johnny Milne, you know, is and also Sav and Purcell are here. So, there's a bunch of us now to try to keep each other company. Playing card games at night time. And we're just keeping close together. But, it's good to have some of the Aussie boys on the road.
Yeah, it must be fantastic just to feel a little bit more at home. Mate, you're playing some outstanding tennis, and I mean, you're almost in career best form. What do you put it all down to? Do you feel like it's all the added hours on court during the break is just paying off?
Yeah, I think also, you know, I'm slowly, you know, gaining more and more experience at these bigger events, and you know, practicing with the top 100 players week in and week out is also, I feel, helping. That's why I've decided to try to play a few more tour events, you know, trying to mix with the top 100 guys as much as possible. So I think that's, you know, helping my belief that I can, you know, play with them and I can beat a couple of them. So, you know, and also just I think, you know, just traveling with my coach and, you know, he's helping my game and improving each year. So hopefully when it comes around to Aussie summer, I can do some damage. That's the plan. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you're not far off that top 100. You're about 20 spots out. And Mark, what's your plan for the rest of the year? When do you plan on coming home, and what tournaments have you got lined up until you come home?
I've just got one tournament planned at the moment. Next, I've got other Vienna, which is a 500. It starts, the qualifying starts on Saturday. Or either New Sultan, which is Kazakhstan. There's two tournaments on. So I've entered both of them, and I'm hoping to get into Vienna because it's a 500 and New Sultan's 250. So either one of those I'm going to play, but hopefully Vienna. And then I'll be looking to make my way back to Australia. Forward to that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've been on the road now. I'm looking forward to coming home, even if I cop the 2 weeks in a hotel. But that's the plan, Jed. Yeah.
Great stuff. And Mark, just one last one. Have you been in contact with anyone from Tennis Australia? Have they sort of let you know if there's going to be a summer of tennis or what it might look like?
Yeah, I know Craig Tarley's been having a weekly call, but I haven't been on it since I've, you know, the time difference is not great. But, you know, I mean, speaking to the other Aussie guys, and they're saying like the bubbles will be, you know, in other states in order to have the ATP Cup and for players coming overseas to prepare for the Aussie tournaments. So it's looking likely that the AO is going to go ahead, which is good. And there's meant to be a bubble on the 8th of December that players can come in and start, you know, preparing for in Melbourne and around Australia. So it's looking pretty likely that the Aussie summer is going to go ahead, which is good. But hopefully, you know, the COVID doesn't spike up again in Oz. Hopefully not.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Mark, really appreciate you taking the time out. I mean, it's obviously difficult with the time difference and you're stuck over there in your isolation today. So really appreciate you taking the time out to join me and wishing you the best of luck in the last couple of tournaments before you come back home.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Jed. All good, mate.
That's another edition of Aussies Only in the books. Be sure to go back and listen to all our previous editions of the show for more content just like this. All thanks to Latour Tennis. For another week, thank you for tuning into Aussies Only.
Subscribe to The First Serve via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform to listen at your convenience to all our weekly content, including past editions of Aussies Only, as well as our dedicated commercial radio program each Monday on SEN that you may have missed at 7 p.m. Eastern, Crunching the Numbers, and In the Huddle, produced by Study and Play USA. Subscribe to The First Serve, your home of tennis.